Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. Before we share this mini-sode, I just want to quickly let you know that today at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, I'm going live with my really good friend, Susie Moore, to talk about growing your visibility and your authority so that you can make a bigger impact. It's completely free to join this workshop. So just go to kathyheller.com/visible to register and get all the details. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. I do these mobile IVs. They come to my house twice a month and I get like vitamin C and glutathione. And I do this, I don't know, twice a month. And there's always a nurse who comes and they're all people who either still work at Cedars-Sinai or Children's Hospital. And this is just kind of what they do on the side. And the woman who was here on Saturday, she had this thing on her phone. And I said, oh, what is that? And she said, you don't have this on your phone? And I said, no, I don't know what that is. And she's like, well, she said, remember you just asked me after working in the NICU at Children's Hospital, why I think babies are, you know, getting these things. And I said, yeah, I was just curious. I had asked her, like, you know, what do you think the through lines are? And, you know, people who are sick, you know, especially babies, I don't understand necessarily, you know, if there's an environment and only 5% of cancer cells are predetermined and everything else is lifestyle and thoughts, well, what about a baby? Like, that doesn't make sense. And she said, oh, but it's the lifestyle. And she's like, this is what I mean. So she's like, everything is energy. And right now, everyone's surrounded by Wi-Fi. And do you know what hertz that operates at? She's like, that's not a good energy to dip yourself in. You are energy. So it was just so interesting because we're so caught in an illusion. Like, we are literally told a story that is not true about things that happen to us and how much of a victim we are to so many things, and also how physical and how separate we are. Like, so many things are just flat out not true. Like, Deepak was like, everything is space, empty space and energy. That's it. So it's all energy. So he's working energy. right? That's what he's doing. He's working energy from this being, from this point of consciousness, this human who looks separate, and moving it into the field. And it is one field. This other person who's having this ailment is in the same field of consciousness. So this energy can affect that energy. Obviously, like this is just, it's actually bizarre and weird that people don't know that, because it's the most basic look at the universe. It's physics. There's nothing. I wish we could be like, that's just this woo thing. It's like, no, like that would be convenient for you. Like, this is just the way it actually is. E equals MC squared. Okay. Like, get on the program. So it's non-local. There is no local. It's all one. So your energy can love someone else into life. It can also put dissonance into their fields. And if the person is operating from a place where they're not in fight or flight, they're not affected by it because they are sort of overriding the system, right? So instead of having to constantly protect your energy, you can project your energy. You can project your energy, right? And that higher consciousness energy, it's so healing. It's so clean. It's like a blue, beautiful light. It sort of dissolves what's around it. And this is what all the research says. I was standing with Dr. Joe in a laboratory at UCSD watching pancreatic cancer cells changing inside of a petri dish from human beings who were standing 10 feet away from the petri dish, but shining coherent, beautiful energy toward it, because it's all in the energy. It's like taking, my daughter was trying to understand it the other day. And this really is the conversation we're having in my house all the time. And so she's like, well, give me another example. And I was like, well, let's say I took cookie dough and we took those cookie cutters and I made this shape from the cookie dough and this shape from the cookie dough and this shape from the cookie dough, but it's all cookie dough. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's all this field. It just, you're thinking now that it's different and it's all the same. All the exact same, right? So it's so powerful when you have that experience. You literally go to a place where for a week, everybody subscribes and enrolls in truth and then dances in it. And then you literally do see, and this is why he's successful. He has pages and pages and pages and pages of testimonials of people who come there. There was a girl who literally herself is an oncologist and she got cancer and she's young and gorgeous. And she came and then she came back. And her scans were totally different. And she had stage 4 cancer. But it's all energy work. It's all in the energy. And people just don't think they have any control over their vibration. They don't think that they have any control over how they think and feel. And they don't think that that has anything to do with their physical form. It's just bizarre. It really is. The more you understand it, it's like plain as day. It's so clear. So it's amazing that you experienced that. Did you take the beach walk? Did you guys do the beach meditation a couple of times? Yeah. So that meditation, just for everybody who's not there or plugged in. So it's like an hour and a half meditation and everybody has their earphones in and your phone's in your pocket and he's guiding you through that. So you're all quiet. So when people are looking at these 1800 people walking the beach, they think there's like a zombie. It's like, you're all just like walking in coherent state, you know, and then sometimes just to get you even more present, he'll be like, stop walking, close your eyes, reach for God, like close in, like get into it. And like, so people are like walking. It's like literally, it's the coolest experience. So the reason I say it is because at the end of that beach walk, okay, it started to rain and he'll say to you, you can't overcome the fact that it's raining. So it's raining. Lean into it. Yes, it's raining. Like, it's like, you're like, right. I am this uncomfortable in my environment all the time. It's like, can I be with the rain? So it's raining. And this is Marco Island. It's Florida. So when it rains, it comes down. And I am at this point, he's like, now lay down where you are. So everybody's like laying on the beach, raining. Okay. And to tell you, I felt reborn. I literally felt like it was a christening, like a baptism. How I felt was that, and this really is the truth, okay? My old self died on that beach and my new self was born. And here's what I mean. Your self, the ego self, the garbage, right? It is a program. It's a program, right? It's your personality. Your personality is how you think and how you feel and what you do. And that's your imprint. And you can literally deprogram it and you can shed it. And then you are, it's an upgrade. And it's not just an upgrade on a vibration level. You're not just thinking and feeling new thoughts. Your cellular level, your biology, the imprint of your biology changes now because of your vibration, how you think and how you feel. It is a whole, it's an upgrade. It's a biological and psychological upgrade, and you can feel it. And that is so powerful because we were having a one-on-one yesterday with one of you, and I was talking to her on Voxer. She had her Voxer day, and I said to her, it is amazing. When we talk about how we go unconscious, we really are unconscious. And when I say we're really unconscious, I mean, we're so unconscious about some behavior that we have based on trying to protect, based on ego, based on thoughts and feelings, and mostly it's codependency, right? It's so unconscious that to move, to actually change the way you will behave, right? Because you will let go of a thought, you will let go of a program, you will become conscious. It feels so not possible. It's like when I say charge something different, leave this job, say it this way. It's like, oh, you don't understand. It's like you are just not aware of how deeply unconscious you are, of how ingrained and entrenched you are in a program. And then to move it, to change it. No, Dad, I'm not coming for Christmas dinner. Like whatever it has to be, right? My friend literally hurt her back this summer. Flat out on her back. And she's a celebrity. You guys wouldn't know who she is. And I said, oh my God. And she's like, I literally can't move. And I'm supposed to be with my parents and my kids and my husband and the Hamptons next week for a week. And the next day she called me. She goes, oh my God, I just realized what happened. I didn't know how to say, I don't want to come. So I tripped and fell and I'm late. I'm like, I gave myself an excuse not because I could not say, I don't want to be there. I don't like being there. I don't feel safe. I don't feel at ease. And I need an actual vacation because she's like always on tour and she's busy, busy life. But do you understand what I mean? Like it's so unconscious that it's so hard to just be free, to set yourself free. And so it's so helpful when you start to really see it as software. It's coding. It's a program. You can change it and then you can shed it. And now you're free. And for those of you, you know, who are listening, who don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, I think you get it on some level, but we've all been doing that through your life. You are moving, but it's subtle because the program, right? It's still in there on a certain level. We're still really bound to it. We really don't feel free. Where there's a pattern, there's a way in which the self-doubt, the shame, the negativity, the fear, it comes up. It's familiar. It's familiar. There it is again. And then it creates your personality. It creates your personal reality, right? So I'm so glad that you went. I'm so glad that your eyes are so wide open. But you have so little you have to do. Your vibration is so powerful. It's so holy. It's so sacred. It's so incredible. It loves people into life because it's so coherent. And that's all you have to do. And as Colleen says to me over and over again, like the less you do, the deeper that resonance will be. I mean, think about Joe Dispenza. He just sits there. He's not, you know, you go to a Tony Robbins thing, he's jumping up and down. There's like cannons. He's shooting cannons of water. There's all this like loud music. There's like all this stuff going on, right? And Joe like sits there like this, you know, with a t-shirt on, just talking to you. He's like, I love you. I love you. Close your eyes. Don't go to sleep. Come on, you can do this. Like, that's it. That's why you're there, because there's a part of you that has that ability when you just take the pressure off. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.